K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, Mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
God bless you tonight. God keep you. Truly, there's room at the cross for everybody. God has enough room for us all. And I wonder, do you believe that?
Amen.
We recall the very first night, our message, we preached and we told you that we had a series of messages, preach straddle the fence, you might recall. Last night, nobody wants you when you're down and out. Yeah. But Jesus does. Yeah. And tonight we have several scriptures that we would like to share with you. And I want you to bear with me as I read these scriptures, several scriptures. We would like to call your attention tonight to the book of Luke, the second chapter, the 41st through the 52nd verses. Now his parent went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. And when they had fulfilled the days as they returned, the child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem, and Joseph and his mother knew not of it. But they, supposing him to have been in the company, went a day's journey, and they sought him among their kinfolk and acquaintance. When they found him not, they turned back again to Jerusalem seeking him. And it came to pass that after 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. Those are a few of the verses that will go to make up our subject tonight. And our subject tonight, we are getting careless with our love. Why don't you say it after me? We, a little louder, we are getting careless. Come on, now we can do better than that. You say it after me. We are getting careless of our love. Let's add this then, for Jesus. Thank you very much. Now, we're going to find a night where many of us are getting careless with our love.
All right.
Several years ago, I recall I sang with a noted gospel singing group by the name of the Highway QCs. And we traveled sometime with a group named the Soul Stirrers, in which a young man named Johnny Taylor was their lead singer at the time. And since that time, Johnny has become a famous rock and roll singer and is known by his messages through love songs. Johnny's always been unique in his song arrangements. While singing gospel, he recorded such songs as The Love of God, Out on a Hill, When the Gates Swing Open, and many other great songs. And since he's been singing rock and roll, he still is unique in his song arrangement and quite unusual. Some of y'all are aware of that. Amen. He recorded such songs as Who's Making Love? Come on now. You believe in me and I believe in you. Then there's another one, It's Cheaper to Keep Her. And my wife bought that one for me. And he has another one that he called We're Getting Careless with Our Love. Many church people have criticized Johnny Taylor, the same as they have Aretha Franklin and the late Sam Cooke, for leaving the gospel field, becoming entertainers in the rock and roll field. And they have grounds to do such. Johnny here in this particular song speaks of he and his lover getting careless with their love. He says they better find another hiding place. And evidently they had gotten so wrapped up with each other they had forgotten to hide. See, the older we get, the more careless we get. Now this might sound like that I'm advocating such thing, but all through the Bible, we find where Jesus used illustrations. He used parables whereby people were more acquainted with certain parables. Whatever he found you engaged in and wrapped up in, he could take that and give you a message in it. One day, he saw some men fishing. And he realized it would be easier just to take that. He said, tell you what, you all follow me and I'll make you officials of men. Yeah. Today, many of our Christians have gotten careless with our love for Jesus. Yeah. This always leads to our leaving Jesus behind. Yeah. As we look at our text tonight, we find that the parents of Jesus got careless with him, which was a sad day. Well, but bad when you leave Jesus behind. Yeah. And we notice in one of our scriptures, it was a day of tragic ignorance. Religious parents, but ignorant of the absence of the Savior. They observed the customs of the Jews, but were unaware of the fact that Jesus was not in their midst. And many of us get wrapped up in custom. We can remember what time certain organizations meet, and we can remember about all of the customs that we come involved with. But many times we get so careless until we'll leave somebody important behind. They took Jesus with them to the temple, but were unaware that they had failed to bring him away with them. They got careless with their love for Jesus. And then not only was it a tragical day, but it was a day they began to, if you please, suppose. You see, they supposed he was in the company, but they got so careless they took no pains to make sure. How many parents today are supposing that their children are at home, are doing right? How many of us are supposing it? But how many of us really know it? Is that right? They supposed that Jesus was where he was not. How many parents tonight are supposing that their children are somewhere they just might not be? Used to didn't have those problems back in the olden days, some of us can remember. You didn't have to worry too much about your children. Matter of fact, old folk kept watch over each other's children. It didn't matter who you were sitting side beside of in church. If a child would get out of line ain't sue just as soon as give a backhand lick at Mama Jo.
Oh, yeah.
I remember many times we'd be cutting up in church and you just might get a backhand lick from anybody. And my mama would keep on singing Amazing Grace. But you know, now you can't do that. Not only can you give a backhand lick, but you better not say anything to them. If the children don't cuss you out, mama will. The parents of Jesus here, they didn't mean any harm, but they just got careless with their love and left him behind. And then it was a day of disappointing search. Notice in verse 44, they began to search among kinfolk, but no Jesus. I'm sure you too, if you would lose a child, the first thing would come to your mind, go look around your kinfolk. And then they began searching among acquaintances. Go look around the acquaintance. Go look around the friends. But they couldn't find Jesus. And then it was a day of a return journey. A day's journey back to Jerusalem without Christ. Now, we notice here, one day without Christ, that's too long. But think about 2 days or 3 days without Jesus. And then we find out here they actually were looking in the wrong place. And many of us are looking in the wrong place for Jesus. Sometimes we need to go back where we left him. That's the only place some of us need to go, where we left him. Is that right? But it's one thing about it, they had a glorious discovery. And I did too one day. They found him, and this is the important thing. They found him where they had left him, in the temple. No better place to find Jesus than in his house. They found him where they left him. They left him. Christ did not leave them. They left him at church, like so many of us do today. So many people find Jesus in the church and leave him there.
Yes, sir.
Many people left Jesus last Sunday and won't see him anymore until next Sunday. This is getting too careless. Many people left him at the baptizing pool. Somebody left him on your job or wherever you find him. Many of us have come so careless until we have left Jesus behind, and we ought to start searching for him today. Somebody left him right here in Louisiana. Somebody left him in Mississippi. Somebody left him in California. Somebody left him in the jailhouse. While they were locked up, they found him. But soon as the doors came open, they left Jesus there. Somebody left him in the hospital. When I was down and confined in a hospital room, I found Jesus. But soon as he let me get up, Lord, you stay here now. They left him there. Somebody was looking for Jesus just before they got married. Lord, I need a husband, I need a wife. But soon as they got married, they left him. Wish they had a witness now. Somebody left him at the parents' house. But we ought to go back and look for him. Isn't that right? We're getting careless with our love for Jesus. And good as the Lord is, we ought not to leave him behind. The Lord wants a front seat. Isn't that right? We're getting so careless. Somebody has left him on the usher board. Somebody left him on the deacon board. Wish they had a witness here. Somebody left him in the pulpit. That's getting mighty careless tonight. Somebody used to go to church. Somebody used to get happy. Somebody used to say amen.
Yes.
Somebody used to give regular in the church. But they have gotten so careless until we have left Jesus behind. And that's dangerous tonight. But I stopped by to tell you, good as the Lord is and as valuable as the Lord is, I want him in my life 24 hours a day. The Lord has so fixed it tonight, my dear Christian friends, whereby we can have him 24 hours a day. I believe tonight, riding in my car, I need Jesus. And I believe tonight, walking down the streets, I need Jesus. I believe tonight that on my job, I need Jesus. And I believe tonight everywhere I go, I need Jesus. And I believe tonight in my home, I truly need Jesus. Is that right? And I don't know about you, but I've made up my mind that I'm going to take the Lord with me everywhere I go. Not only will he be a doctor, but he'll be a lawyer also. Somebody said he's a leaning post. Is that right? Paul said that he will supply you every need. Isn't that right? And I don't know about you tonight, but I think it's a mighty good thing to have him all in your hands. Is that right? And I think it's good tonight to have him all in your feet. It doesn't matter who you are, Jesus loves you. It doesn't matter who you are, you need Jesus. Is that right? It doesn't matter tonight what your name starts with, you need Jesus. Is that right? It doesn't matter tonight what color your skin is. My dear sisters and brothers, you need Jesus. And I'm closing here tonight, but I'm so glad that I had him everywhere I go. Is that right? Somebody tonight doesn't even know him. Oh, yeah. But all the way from A to Z, Jesus is somebody. Is that right? And I would like to pause here long enough to share with you that the Lord is great from A to Z. Is that right? And A, he is Alpha. Is that right? And B, he's the bread of life. Oh, yeah. And C, he cares for everyone. Is that right? And D, he's dramatic. Is that right? You know what I'm praying with me? And E, he's everywhere. Oh, yeah. And F, he's a friend of mine. Oh, yeah. And G, the man is a good God. Are you all praying with me here? Yeah. And H, he is holy. Oh, yeah. And I, he is independent. Oh, yeah. And J, he is joy in my life. Oh, yeah. And K, the man is kind tonight. Tonight. Is that right? And in, he's nice tonight. Yes, my Lord. And oh, he's a meager. Yes, my Lord. And he's pure tonight. Oh, my Lord. And Q, he's qualified. Yeah. And R, he's righteous tonight. Y'all don't believe that, yeah. And S, he's the Savior of the world. And T, he may not come when you want him, but he's timely tonight. He's a timely God. Oh, yeah. And U, he's unchangeable. Is that right? Nobody can change my Jesus. It'd be all right tonight. Oh, yeah. And V, he's victory tonight. Oh, yeah. Lost the battle. Oh, Lord. And W, in your heart. Tell what you think. Oh, yeah. And why? He's a yoke tonight. He's a yoke tonight. Oh, yeah. Let me close, yeah. But Z, he's at you. He have a zeal for all mankind. Oh, yeah. And as I close tonight, I'm wondering, would you accept him tonight and put him back into your life? Oh, yeah. He loved everybody. And, oh, yeah. I knew he loved the little baby that cried late in the midnight hour. Jesus, my rock in the weary land. Jesus, oh, Jesus. The reason I want him in my life, I want somebody who will watch over me all night long. I want somebody that will walk with me. I want somebody that will talk with me. I want somebody, yeah, that will feed me tonight. I want somebody tonight that will put clothes on my back. Good God Almighty. I want somebody tonight that will put money in my pocket. Jesus is tonight. He's my bank account. Yes, he is. Whenever I run low in money, I can pick up my checkbook and I can write a check on Jesus. Yeah. Yeah. I'm not worried tonight about any insufficient funds, because over 1900 years ago, God so loved the world, he made an everlasting deposit in heaven's bank account. He gave his only begotten son, and Jesus died. Didn't he die? He died. He died. And I know he died. And I know he died. And I know he died. I know he died. He hung on the cross. He died. Do you believe it tonight? He died. Do you believe it tonight? And I know he died. But
too careless tonight.
but you don't have an active church home now.
Yes.
See now, you might be wondering why I take up so much time, but I feel like if nobody's saved, it could be in vain. I want somebody to be saved every night. But I'm wondering tonight if there's anybody in the building that doesn't have an active church on, raise your hand. Maybe you used to go to church. One lady confessed Christ last night, she's been inactive. But is there anybody in the building? Maybe you used to be jammed up in church, but somewhere down the line, you got kept. I'm wondering if you admit and receive a blessing. Raise your hand.
Kelly's Sitting Service is a personal care assistance agency. Kelly's assists with bathing, grooming, meal preparation, medication reminders, light housekeeping, laundry, and more. Kelly's has served all parishes of Region 6 for over 27 years. Kelly's is now providing services to our veterans in their homes. Locally owned and locally operated, with a desire to assist members of our community to remain in their homes for as long as possible. Thank you for giving Kelly's the opportunity to serve you with dignity, respect, and compassion, which has been our foundational qualities throughout our ministry. Kelly's is seeking attendants and caregivers with the same qualities of dignity, respect, and compassion that have sustained this agency. Again, thank you for 27 years of service to Central Louisiana. Kelly's is an equal opportunity employer. For more information, 318-793-8453 or 1-800-913-7784. The website is KellyServiceHouston.com. Kelly's Sitting Service is another proud sponsor of KAYT-KQJO-FM.
Information is powerful, but it's only powerful to the ears of the listeners. Public service announcements are very important to us here at KAYT-KQJO. If you have any public service announcements that you'd like to have aired here on KAYT-KQJO, as always, please feel free to send them 2 weeks in advance to KAYT, Attention Bishop Kenny Townsend at 5003 Masonic Drive, Suite 113, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. Or feel free to fax them 2 weeks in advance to 318-487-0909. Or you can hit us up on the World Wide Web at KAYT881news@gmail.com.